الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. The author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى وفي سنن أبي داود وفي سنن أبي داود عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. That the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى in Sunan Abi Dawood, and he meaning reported authentically on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from the hadith of Abi Umamah رضي الله عنه, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that whoever loves for the sake of Allah, and he hates for the sake of Allah, and he gives for the sake of Allah, and he withholds for the sake of Allah, then verily he has completed al-Iman. Then verily he has completed the faith. The Shaykh, he says now, فَالْحُبُّ وَالْبُغْبُ فِي الْقَلْبِ الْبَاطِنِ وَالْعَطَاءُ وَالْمَنْعُ فِي الظَّاهِرِ واشترط فيها كلها الإخلاص الذي هو روح الإيمان ولبه وسره. So he says, so loving and hating is in the inner heart, and giving and withholding is something that is apparent outwardly, and there is a condition that is set for all of this, and that is sincerity and purity of intention, which is the ruh, the soul, the life of al-Iman, and the essence and the secret of faith, the essence and the secret of faith, the secret of faith. So this is clarifying the point of the author and the interpretation about Iman, that it is a statement, an action, and creed, including statement of the tongue and statement of the heart, and action of the heart and action of the body parts. All of this is included. So we see here that loving and hating is in the heart. It's from the actions of the heart. It's from the actions of the heart. And the Iman is not complete until this is for the sake of Allah alone. Until this is for this love and this hatred is for the sake of Allah alone. And likewise, giving and withholding, this is from the outward actions. This is from the outward actions. So therefore, likewise, the Iman is not complete until this is also for the sake of Allah alone. And the fact that these affairs, all of them, must be for the sake of Allah, this is an indication of the condition of al-ikhlas, and sincerity and purity, and intending by way of these actions, the actions of the heart and the actions of the body parts, the face of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, the reward from Allah, the mercy from Allah, the subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of this is from Iman. Rather, Iman will not be complete until this is established in this manner. Rather, Iman will not be complete until this is established in this manner. So the Shaykh, he says, now فَالْحُبُّ فِي اللَّهِ أَنْ يُحِبَّ اللَّهَ وَيُحِبَّ مَا يُحِبُّهُ مِنَ الْعَمَالِ وَالْأَوْقَاتِ وَالْأَزْمَانِ وَالْأَحْوَالِ وَيُحِبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّهُ مِنْ أَنْبِيَائِهِ وَأَتْبَعِهِ. And to love for the sake of Allah, this means to love Allah, and first and foremost, and to love what Allah loves from the actions and from the times. And from the times and from the circumstances and situations or events. And likewise, that one, he loves those whom Allah loves, from the prophets and from the followers of the prophets. So from the followers of the prophets. So the Shaykh, rahimahullah, he has derived this great benefit and this encompassing understanding from the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't mention that he loves this or he loves that for the sake of Allah. Man ahabba lillah. He didn't say man ahabba kada wa kada. Rather, the maf'ul is mahdhuf. The object of the verb is deleted, and this indicates that there is what is intended is generality, and including all things. So therefore, the Shaykh, he has derived this understanding, loving for the sake of Allah, and loving what Allah loves from the times and from the places and from the events and circumstances, and loving those whom Allah loves. All of this is included and understood in this general statement, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ يعني مَنْ أَحَبَّ الْعَمَالِ لِلَّهِ يُحِبُّهَا لِلَّهِ وَالْأَوْقَاتِ وَالْأَزْمَانِ وَالْأَحْوَالِ وَالْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَهَكَذَا كُلُّهَا يعني مَنْ أَحَبَّهَا لِلَّهِ. So he understood this from the understanding of the Arabic language and the principles any that are derived from there, and likewise in usul al-fiqh. And this is a beautiful understanding. And likewise, woman wa abghada lillah. So he says, wal bughdu fillah, and to detest for the sake of Allah. And yubghida kulla ma abghadahu min kufrin wa fusukin wa isyan. And yubghida kulla ma abghadahu min kufrin wa fusukin wa isyan. Wa yubghida man yatasifu biha aw yad'u ilayha. So therefore, to detest and to hate for the sake of Allah, this means to hate everything that Allah hates, from disbelief and from fusuq, yani from corruption and from sin, the major sins and the minor sins, yani leaving off the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from disobedience, all types of actions of disobedience, and likewise to detest the one who is described with these affairs. And the one who his attribute is disbelief, waliyadu billah, or his attribute is fisq, corruption and deviation in opposition to the legislation, or the one who is upon disobedience, to detest this person likewise, the one who has these descriptions, to detest these affairs and those who are described with them, and those who call to them, and those who call to them. So this is what is included here. All of this is included here. And again, it's understood from the generality. Whenever the object of the verb here is deleted, it's not mentioned. So therefore, it entails all of these affairs. What is included is all of these affairs, it's general. So to detest, for the sake of Allah, to detest everything that Allah detests. To detest and to dislike everything that Allah dislikes. At the head of that, disbelief, shirk and polytheism, paganism, and all avenues of disbelief, and corruption and sin and transgression, and disobedience, and leaving off the command of Allah, having no concern or care, or showing honor and respect for the commandments and the prohibitions. All of this is detestful. So therefore, to detest for the sake of Allah is an obligation, and the iman is not complete until this is established. And likewise, to detest and dislike and have hatred for those who have these traits and perform these actions, and likewise those who call to that. Likewise, those who call to that. So then he says, وَالْأَطَاءُ يَشْمَلُ أَطَاءَ الْعَبْدِ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ كُلَّ مَا أُمِرَ بِهِ كُلَّ مَا أُمِرَ بِهِ مِثْلُ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى وَهَذَا يَشْمَلُ جَمِيعَ مَا أُمِرَ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ لَا يَخْتَسُ بِالْأَطَاءِ الْمَالِ بَلْ هُوَ جُزْءٌ مِنَ الْأَطَاءِ. So he says, yani, with regards to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ, and he gives for the sake of Allah, indicating to this principle now clearly or directly that also the object of the verb is not mentioned in this context. So again, it means any something that which is general. So someone should not understand what is intended who gives his wealth only for the sake of Allah, but rather who gives everything that he's been commanded. So this is what he's saying here, rahimahullah. He says, وَالْأَطَى, any giving, This consists of or includes all of the giving that the slave gives, that the person he gives from himself, everything that he's commanded with, everything that he gives, any that he's commanded with. And this is similar to the statement of Allah the Most High, and the meaning of which is, and as for the one who gives and he fears and he believes in the best, any that which is good, then we are going to give him glad tidings of ease and facilitation. So this includes everything that the person he's commanded with. And it's not specific to the financial giving. Rather, this is only a part of giving. This is only a part of giving. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. As for the one who gave, I mean, he gave his soul. His soul gave up the obligations that are upon him. He gave the rights to Allah Azza wa Jalla that are upon him. He gave the rights to the people that Allah has given them. He gave the people those rights. This is what is included here. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. The one who أَعْطَى, أَنِّي كُلَّ مَا يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ أَعْطَاهُ. Everything that's obligatory for him to give. It's obligatory for the soul to give up the salah for the sake of Allah, and to give up the zakat for the sake of Allah, and to give up the fast. It's that the soul will submit to that and give this for the sake of Allah. Perform this and do this. So this is all included. So everything that the person is commanded with is included here. And this is the point of reference. Now the hadith, وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ, and he gave everything for the sake of Allah. So all of his deeds that he gives, everything that his soul gives up, yani from the actions and from performing the commandments, whether it's with his tongue or with his eyes or with his hands and with his feet, with his body or with his wealth financially, all of this is included. He gives it for the sake of Allah. He gives it for the sake of Allah. So what is the financial giving is only one portion of that. only one portion of that. Likewise, wattaqa. Wattaqa, and he feared. And he feared, avoided, and stayed away from. He didn't mention any wattaqa shirk, wattaqa al-kufr, wattaqa al-maharim. It left it not mentioned. So this is also an indication that it's general. He feared and left off everything that's an obligation to avoid and leave. Everything that is impermissible. That's what is intended here. And believed in al-husna, yani al-jannah, the recompense and the reward of paradise for the righteous and the pious, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for him. The path to goodness. The path to goodness. The point is now that to give everything for the sake of Allah, what is intended here is giving all of the obligations that are upon him. وَكَذَلِكَ مُقَابِلُهُ الْمَنَعِ. And he says, and likewise on the other hand, withholding. Withholding. Not just withholding the wealth, rather withholding everything. Everything, commanded to withhold or to avoid and refrain from and to stay away from and to prohibit in the likes like this. It all has to be for the sake of Allah. It all has to be for the sake of Allah. So the Shaykh, he says, وَبِهَذِي الْأُمُورَ الْأَرْبَعَ وَبِهَذِهِ الْأُمُورَ الْأَرْبَعَ يَتِمُّ لِلْعَبْدِ إِمَانُهُ وَدِينُهُ. And with these four affairs, then a person's religion and his faith will be complete. Yani by way of these four affairs, a person's faith, a person's iman, and his religion, his deen, will be complete. Will be complete. So if he loved something and didn't love it for the sake of Allah, then he has deficiency in his faith. If he hated something and disliked something and it was not for the sake of Allah, he has deficiency in his faith. If he gave up some of the rights and not for the sake of Allah, he has deficiency in his faith. If he didn't withhold and prohibit like this, this is all of these affairs have to be with ikhlas and sincerity, and this is from the perfection of the religion and the completion of faith. To love everything that Allah loves, from the actions and the deeds and the statements and the speech, and likewise from the places and the times and the circumstances and situations, and to detest likewise everything that Allah detests, from the actions and the speech and from the places and the times and circumstances and situations. To do that for the sake of Allah. To do that for the sake of Allah. To love those whom Allah loves. To love those whom Allah loves for the sake of Allah. To detest those whom Allah detests and hates for the sake of Allah. All of this is a requirement of faith. All of this is from the perfection of faith and the completion of faith. So we see the author, he's clarifying this affair. And likewise, one who will bow down, and he will submit and surrender, and he will give that up. He will give everything that's incumbent upon him to give, everything that he's been ordered and commanded with. He'll give it for the sake of Allah, from that his wealth, but likewise all of the obligations. And he will avoid and stay away from it and prohibit his soul from everything that is impermissible and everything that he must refrain from and the likes like this. So this all is from the perfection and the completion of faith. And this is clear. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَقَدْ أَسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. The one who does this, then verily he has completed the faith. So the Shaykh, he says now, وَكَذَلِكَ مَا رُوَاهُ تِرْمِذِي وَالنَّسَائِي مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَرْفُوعًا. And likewise, that which is narrated by At-Tirmidhi and An-Nasa'i from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-mu'minu man aminahu an-nas ala dima'ihim wa amwalihim. That al-mu'min, the true believer, he is the one who the people are safe. The people feel safe from him with regards to their blood and their property. The true believer, he's the one who the rest of the people feel safe from him in their blood and in their property. In their blood and in their property. And this is an amazing affair. Al-mu'min, the one who is a true believer. Al-mu'min, yani al-iman al-kamil. إذا كان مؤمنا كامل الإيمان الناس لا يخافون منه لا يخافون من بوائقه وأنه يضرهم أو يغشهم. The one who has complete faith, the people, they feel safe from him. They're not afraid of him. They're not expecting him to rip them off or to lie to them or to cheat them or to rob them. And this is what comes along with faith. This is what comes along with true and sincere faith, that the rest of the people, they will feel safe. And likewise, that person, he himself, he will be safe. And there is a relationship in the derivative. And the Arabic language, as has preceded, is mushtaqa. It is a language with derivatives. And the word al-iman is derived from al-aman. The word al-iman is derived from al-aman. Al-aman, it means safety. It means safety and security. And according to a believer's faith, will determine the safety and security he has from the punishment of Allah in this life and the hereafter. And those who have completed their faith and did not mix their faith with shirk or with innovation or with sins and the likes like this, and they die in this manner without mixing their faith with these affairs of oppression and dhulm, then they have complete safety and security in this life at the time of death, and likewise in the grave, and likewise on the resurrection and the hereafter, they have complete safety. And that safety will be deficient according to the deficiency of faith, yani the performance of avoiding and staying away from the dhulm, the oppression and the shirk and the minor shirk and the innovation and the sins, the major sins and the minor sins and the likes like this. So al-imanu min al-aman, that al-iman is from safety, is from safety. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned that those people who believe and they did not mix their faith with oppression, and he meaning shirk first and foremost, but likewise what is included is innovations and major sins and the likes like this. They didn't mix their faith with these things, and then they have لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. They have aman, they have safety, and also they are guided. And so if they have the complete faith, they have the complete safety, and they have the complete guidance. In this life, they'll be safe. They'll be safe from misguidance, and they'll be guided away from every foul and lowly creed and belief and misunderstanding and shubha. And likewise, they'll be guided away from the shahawat that are impermissible, that are haram. And if he fell in or slipped in any of these affairs, that he'll be guided likewise because of his faith to repent and to seek forgiveness. So therefore he'll be safe in this life, safe from misguidance, safe from sins and from being engulfed in sins and the likes like this. And then also he'll be guided to the beautiful way, guided to the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions in this life, and likewise in the hereafter he'll be safe. The angels that will come to him, and he'll be safe, and he'll be given glad tidings. He'll be given glad tidings at the time of death, and he'll be safe, and he'll be guided likewise in the grave to say the right thing, and he'll answer the questions properly. Rabbi Allah, Dini al-Islam, wa Nabi Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the hereafter likewise he'll be safe on the day of resurrection, whenever the people are terrified, he'll be safe because of his faith. And likewise he'll be guided across the sirat in the hereafter, just as he is guided across the sirat in this life, he'll be guided in the hereafter as well, and guided to his place in the hereafter. All of this is determined by al-iman. The point is now that the safety and security is directly coupled to iman. It's even related linguistically. It's even related linguistically that al-iman, it comes from al-aman. So whenever the iman is strong, likewise this is the case, but also with regards to the people. But also with regards to the people, whenever the iman is strong, the people also, they will have an aman in their heart. The aman is in the heart. And the opposite of aman is khawf, it's khawf. So the opposite of safety and security is fear. Fear and worry, they need to be scared. So the people in their hearts, they have safety, they feel safe from that person. The person of faith, the person of strong faith, the person of complete faith, the one who is fulfilling the rites of faith, the rest of the people, they feel safe from him. They will never expect him to deceive them or to trick them, or to lie to them, or to misinterpret things for them intentionally for a personal gain and the likes like this. And a believer, he would never do that. He would never use the people and so on and so forth and lie to them and the likes like this, so that his iman will prohibit him from that. So, and he'll be known for that. And therefore the people's hearts will feel safe from him. If they deal with him, they feel safe in dealing with him. If they give him something from the worldly affairs alone, or a trust, or whatever the case may be, they feel safe that he will not rob them, or he will not deceive them, or trick them, or get over on them, and the likes like this. And so whatever he's doing, this is the case. Al-mu'min man aminahu an-nasu ala dima'ihim wa amwalihim. The one, the true believer, he's the one that the people feel safe from with regards to their blood and their wealth. Their blood and their wealth. يدل على أن الإيمان الصحيح يحمل صاحبه على رعاية الأمانة وينهاه عن الخيانة. So he says, رحمه الله, that this narration indicates that correct faith, it'll carry a person to observe the trust. It'll carry a person to observe the trust, to maintain the trust. And it will prohibit him from betrayal. And it will prohibit him from betrayal. حَتَّى يَطْمَئِنَّ إِلَيْهِ النَّاسِ Until the people, they will feel comfortable around him. They will be at peace around him and tranquil. They will not have any fear or worry or bad feelings or doubts about any of the dealings of this person. وَيَأْمَنُوهُ عَلَى أَنفَسِ الْأَشْيَاءِ عِنْدَهُمْ وَهِيَ الدِّمَاءُ وَالْأَمْوَالِ And at this time, they will feel safe. They will feel safe and they will trust him with regards to the most precious things that they have. And that is their blood and their wealth. That is their blood and their wealth. So this is from the fruits of faith. And also the indication of the presence of faith. And the people who they are afraid from, the people who others are afraid of them. Afraid that they are going to harm them physically if they come around them. Whenever they come around, some people, maybe they're afraid they will harm them physically. Or that they will draw them into trouble or into crime or into something has a bad outcome, or that they will get over on them, or that they will deceive them and trick them and take their wealth, and the likes like this, or that they'll lie to them and say, I'll pay you back. Can I have a loan like this? And then you feel like from what you know from this person is that he's not going to pay you back. And to have this feeling in the heart, from this individual, because of previous dealings with the person. This is because of a weakness in faith. This is because of a weakness in faith. Or whenever they speak about affairs, it seems that they're not sincere. A person who doesn't feel safe and he's not content around them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, شَرُّ النَّاسِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ تَرَكَهُمْ نَاسِ تِقَاءَ فُحْشِهِمْ That the worst and most wicked and evilest of the people with Allah in the day of resurrection are the ones that the people left them afraid of their evil and indecency. Afraid of their evil and indecency. Sometimes some individuals, they come around and they bring shar with them. And they bring backbiting with them. And they bring ghibah with them. And they bring carrying tales with them. And they bring harm with them. And they bring ideas and thoughts and speech that is in opposition. It's not beloved to Allah. And they're harmful. And they're harmful. A person, he doesn't feel safe around them. Not in his deen, not in his property, not in his person. And the likes like this. This is because that person, he has a weakness in his face. لَوْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا حَقًّا لَأَمِنَهُ النَّاسِ عَلَى دِمَائِهِمْ وَمَالِهِمْ وَأَعْرَاضِهِمْ And likewise their reputations. Some people, you feel like you could never tell them anything important. Because if so, you know that the rest of the community will know it quickly, or that they will use it against you, and the likes like this will misunderstand it, and then they will spread it behind you, and the likes like this will take advantage of you and try to belittle you or defame you, and the likes like this. Some people, they're known for that. They're known for doing the likes of these affairs, harming the believers, harming the Muslims. All of this is from a deficiency in faith. All of this is from a deficiency in faith. But the point now, the author, he's saying, رحمه الله وهذه النصوص كلها تبين معنى الإيمان وحقيقته وأنه كما قال الحسن وغيره ليس الإيمان بالتمني والتحلي ولكنه ما وقر في القلب وصدقته الأعمال. So these narrations or these texts here, he says, رحمه الله, these texts here and other than them, they clarify the meaning of al-Iman in its reality. They clarify the meaning of faith and its true reality. And that faith is just as Al-Hasan and other than him has mentioned. Just as Al-Hasan, rahimahullah, Al-Basri, from the Tabi'een and other than him have mentioned, لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانُ بِالتَّمَنِّي وَالتَّحَلِّي وَلَكِنَّهُمَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَصَدَّقَتُهُ الْأَعْمَانِ That Al-Hasan, he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, this beautiful statement, that Al-Iman is not by Al-Tamanni. التمني الأماني الكاذبة That Iman is not established by having false hopes. ولا بالتحلي التحلي just by having outward appearance. A good outward appearance. The outward appearance of Iman or the outward speech of Iman while the inside is corrupted and wicked. And while the actions are foul and contrary. The person, he would display Iman and the outward attributes of Iman with his tongue and maybe say good words sometimes, but then his actions are contrary. Like Al-Ajuri, he mentioned about Ulema Su, the foul and evil individuals who ascribe to knowledge, that they call you to Al-Islam and to Jannah with their tongues, and they call you to the fire with their actions. So Al-Iman is not something that someone, he will claim only. That he will claim and it will be a false claim. Allah, he mentioned about the Jannah, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِي أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجَزَ بِهِ. That entering paradise will not be by your false hopes and not by the false hopes of the people of the book. And whoever works evil, he'll be recompensed with that. He'll be recompensed with that. So al-iman laysa bit-tamanni. It's not only this false hopes, but rather, or false statements and the likes like this. But rather, he said, rahimahullah, وَلَكِنَّهُ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَصَدَّقَتُ الْعَمَالِ. But rather, it is something that is established in the heart. It is something that is established in the heart, and the actions testify to the truthfulness of that. And he said that was صَدَّقَتُ الْعَمَالِ, yani to barhinu al-a'malu ala sidqi ma fi qalbihi. That the actions, they clarify and they're a strong evidence and proof of the truthfulness of that which is in his heart. So this is a beautiful affair. That iman is not like this. Iman is not by simple claims, and it's not by false hopes, and it's not by speaking outwardly only, and it's not by a dress or a particular appearance. It's not a particular appearance like this only, like this without any with a false reality, or with any contradiction, any that the inside contradicts the outside, but rather it's something that is established in the heart. وَلَكِنَّهُ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ. It's a something that established in the heart, but even then it's not enough. وَصَدَّقَتْهُ الْعَمَالِ. And the actions, they testify to the truthfulness of that. The actions, they testify to the truthfulness of that. So the Shaykh, he says, رَحِيمُهُ فَالْعَمَالُ وَالظَّاهِرَ وَالْبَاطِنَ تُصَدِّقُ الْإِيمَانِ وَبِهَا يَتَحَقَّقُ. And the outward and inward actions, the outward and inward actions, تُصَدِّقُ الْإِيمَانِ, they testify and they verify the authenticity of the faith, the truthfulness of the faith. The inward actions and the outward actions, these are evidences and proofs of the correctness of the faith. First and foremost, of the presence of faith. And then likewise of the authenticity and the correctness of the faith and the strength of the faith and the goodness of the faith. What is the proof for that? The actions, the deeds, the outward actions and the inward actions. Likewise, they're the evidence and the proof for the strength of the faith. For the strength of the faith. وَبِهَا يَتَحَقَّقُ. And by way of these actions, the faith is realized. The faith is actualized. The rights of the faith are fulfilled. The faith becomes good and strong. The faith becomes beneficial in this manner. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى. Just as Allah the Most High, He says, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبًا. And whoever believes in Allah, then Allah will guide his heart. And whoever believes in Allah, then Allah will guide his heart. So the Shaykh, he says, رَحِيمُهُ فَالْعَبْدُ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُ الْمُصِيبَةِ فَآمَنَ أَنَّهَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ حَكِيمٌ رَحِيمٌ فِي تَقْدِيرِهَا وَأَنَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَصَالِحِ عَبْدِهِ هَدَى اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ هِدَايَةً خَاصَّةً لِلرِّضَى وَالصَّبْرِ وَالتَّسْلِيمِ وَالطُّمَأْنِينَةِ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ فَحَذَفَ الْمُتَعَلَّقَ فحذف المتعلق ليشمل هدايتهم لكل خير وهدايتهم لترك كل شر وذلك بسبب إيمانهم فالأعمال من الإيمان من جهة ومن ثمرات الإيمان ولوازمه من جهة أخرى والله الموفق. So he says, رحمه الله تعالى, that the inward and the outward actions, they testify to the truthfulness of faith, and by way of them the faith is actualized and realized, just as the Most High, he says. And whoever believes in Allah, then Allah will guide his heart. The Shaykh, he says, so the slave, a person, whenever he is afflicted with a calamity and he believes that it's from Allah, meaning from the decree of Allah, and that Allah, he is the most wise and most merciful with regards to his decrees, and that he is the most knowledgeable with regards to the benefits and that which is in the best interest of the person, then Allah will guide his heart, a special guidance. Then Allah will guide his heart, the specific guidance, hidayat and khasa. Hidayat and khasa, the specific guidance to where he will be pleased and he will be patient and he will surrender and he will find tranquility and peace. Just as Allah, he mentioned the Most High, that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Verily, those who believe and work righteous deeds, their Lord will guide them by way of their faith. Their Lord will guide them by way of their faith. Again, here it's not mentioned guiding them to what. This part here has been deleted from the context, and there, this is from the balagha. Again, similar to that which has preceded, an indication that it's very general and all inclusive, guided to every good and away from every evil. So this is what the Shaykh is saying now. فَحَذَفَ الْمُتَعَلَّقَ لِيَشْمَلَ هِدَايَتَهُمْ لِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He deleted any the portion here that is related to the guidance. And that is in order to include all, the guidance, that their guidance, I need the guidance from Allah for them to every good. And the guidance to leave off every evil. And this is because of their faith. And this is because of their faith. Why are they guided to every good in this life and in the hereafter, and away from every evil in this life and the hereafter? Because of their faith. يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. This is an amazing verse to ponder and reflect upon. An amazing verse to ponder and reflect upon. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. This is another one of those verses where the righteous deeds are معطوف على الإيمان. That's coupled in the mention with إيمان. And we remember the purpose of that, to indicate the status and the rank and the great importance of that. That it's not sufficient that one, he will believe in his heart only likewise, but rather in order to reach this status, in order for their iman to guide them to every good and away from every evil, they have to actualize these righteous deeds. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Their Lord will guide them. Their Lord will guide them because of their faith. By way of their faith. Their faith will be a light for them and a guidance for them. Allah will give them a light in this life and the hereafter. Allah will give them a light, the light of knowledge, that they will be guided by way of. It's their faith. It's their faith. It's the knowledge that they have, and the determination that they have, and the desire that they have to do good and to avoid evil. Allah will bless them with these affairs until they will establish the rights of al-Iman, and they will be guided in this manner. And they'll be guided in this manner. So this includes, so this is because of their faith. So therefore the actions are from al-Iman, from one aspect. He's saying now, rahimahullah, a great benefit. So therefore the actions are from al-Iman, from one aspect. And they are actually from al-Iman. A part of Iman is actions. Actions are from the reality of al-Iman, from one aspect. And they're the fruits of faith from another aspect, the fruit of faith, and likewise that which is necessitated and required by faith from another aspect. So the actions themselves, they are from al-Iman. And whenever the Iman is strong, then they will bring the fruits of faith, the fruit of that tree. The fruit of that tree, and that likewise that which that tree necessitates. If the tree is good and wholesome, then it has fruits. It brings benefit. It brings benefit. So this is the case, the reality of al-Iman. The reality of the actions with regards to Iman is that they are from al-Iman. And likewise, they are the fruits of al-Iman. And likewise, that which is required by the Iman. And as has preceded, likewise, by way of them, the Iman is actualized and realized. The Iman is established and it becomes firm. The Iman, it becomes established and firm. So then he says, وَاللَّهُ الْمُوَفِّقُ. And Allah, He is the one who gives success. We ask Allah to give us success. So this verse here that he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat yahdihim rabbuhum bi imanihim, that verily those who believe and work righteous deeds, their Lord will guide them by way of their faith. The Shaykh al-Sa'di, he has a brief commentary on this verse in his tafsir that we read, and he for the benefit. So he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, that Allah, He mentioned the verses entirely. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. That verily those who believe and work righteous deeds, their Lord guides them by way of their faith. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Guiding them to gardens of eternal delight with rivers flowing beneath them. دَعْوَاهُمْ فِيهَا سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمُ وَتَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا السَّلَامِ. And their supplication inside those gardens of paradise and delight is that they say Subhanak Allahumma, glorified are you, Allah. It's mentioned in the narrations that whenever one of the people of paradise desires to eat some food, that they say Subhanak Allahumma, like this, and the food is there. This is their call. This is their supplication. Subhanak Allahumma, and that which they had desired, matastahi nafsuhu, it comes. It's a reality for him. But this is what they say. So this is what they're saying inside, and their tahiyyah and their greetings is salam, peace, any words of peace and goodness, free from every foul and lowly and bad speech. وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. And their last supplication that they mention is that they say, all praise and thanks is to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So these are the verses here that are mentioned. So the Shaykh, he says, يقول تعالى إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. This is in his tafsir. يقول الله يقول تعالى إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أي جمعوا بين الإيمان والقيام بموجبه ومقتضاه من الأعمال الصالحة المشتملة على أعمال القلوب وأعمال الجوارح على وجه الإخلاص والمتابعة. And he's summarizing in a beautiful manner that Allah the Most High, he says that verily those who believe and work righteous deeds, meaning they are the ones who gather between faith at iman and establishing that which it requires and necessitates from the righteous actions, which consist of the actions of the heart and the actions of the body parts, and they perform that in the manner with sincerity and following the messenger. With sincerity and following the messenger, summarizing it all for you. So what are these righteous deeds? Who are these people? What are their description? They're the ones who gather between faith and the heart and establishing that which that requires and necessitates. What is that? From the righteous deeds. What do these righteous deeds consist of? They consist of the actions of the heart and the actions of the body parts. And they perform them in the manner with al-ikhlas, with sincerity and the purity of intention, wal-mutaba'ah, and following restrictedly the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happens for these people? Yahdihim rabbuhum bi-imanihim. Their Lord guides them by way of their faith. Their Lord is guiding them by way of their faith. He says, rahimahullah, ay bi-sababi ma ma'ahum min al-iman. Yuthibuhum Allahu a'zam al-thawab. وهو الهداية فيعلمهم ما ينفعهم ويمن عليهم بالأعمال الناشئة عن الهداية ويهديهم للنظر في آياته ويهديهم في هذه الدار إلى الصراط المستقيم وفي الصراط المستقيم وفي دار الجزاء إلى الصراط الموصل إليه وفي دار الجزاء إلى الصراط الموصل إلى جنات النعيم ولهذا قال تجري من تحتهم الأنهار الجارية على الدوام في جنات النعيم أضافها الله إلى النعيم لاشتمالها على النعيم التام نعيم القلب بالفرح والسرور والبهجة والحبور ورؤية الرحمن والسماع كلامه والاقتباف برضاه وقربه ولقاء الأحبة ولقاء الأحبة والإخوان وتمتع بالاجتماع بهم وسماع الأصوات المطربة والنغمات المشجية والمناذر المفرحات والنعيم البدني بأنواع المآكل والمشارب والمناكح ونحو ذلك مما لا تعلمه النفوس ولا خطر ببال أحد أو قدر أن يصفه الواصفون. So he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, that their Lord will guide them. Guide them by way of their faith, meaning because of that which they have from faith. Because of that which they have from faith, Allah will reward them the greatest reward. And it is guidance. Because of their faith, Allah will reward them the greatest reward. And it is al-hidayah. So therefore, Allah will teach them that which benefits them. And He will bestow a grace upon them the grace of the actions that proceed from guidance. The actions that proceed from guidance. And He will bless them with this. He will teach them that which is beneficial for them. And He will bless them and make it easy for them to perform the actions of guidance. And He will guide them to look and to reflect upon His signs. This is what this means. He will guide them to look and to reflect upon His signs, meaning His signs in His book, and likewise in His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in His Sunnah, and the signs in the creation. So from the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal, is that a person, he does not just go through this life and he's heedless with regards to the signs of Allah. Rather, he's a person of tafakkur wa tadabbur, and he's always reflecting over his environment and his surroundings and the events that occur to him. And the life like this, and witnessing the bounty of Allah, and the blessing of Allah, and witnessing the mercy of Allah, and the ihsan of Allah, and the power of Allah, looking in the creation, and the trees, looking in the children, and their feet, and their ears, and how they're growing, and how they were small, and before that they were nutfa. They're nutfa, and the womb of a woman. And the womb of a woman, yakhluqukum fi butuni ummahatikum. Subhanallah. And he's pondering over these affairs, reflecting over these affairs, looking at all these delicious types of foods and fruits, and vegetables and herbs, different colors and different sizes and different shapes. Yusqa bima'in wahid. All of it is provided from the same water. from the same water, and this one is sweet, and this one is bitter, and this one is tasty, and this one is different, and the likes like this, and this one has this benefit, and this one has that benefit, and this one has a cure in it for the bodies, and the bees, and the ants, and how they're provided, and how they move through the land, and they know their way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's powerful and strong and merciful and wise. So by reflecting, this is from the guidance of Allah. This is from the guidance of Allah. Allah will teach them that which benefits them, and He will bless them with the ability to do the actions that proceed from guidance. And He will guide them to ponder and to reflect upon his signs. And He will guide them in this life to the straight path. And He will guide them upon the straight path. We understand. He said, يَهْدِهِمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدَّارِ إِلَى أَسْيَرَاتِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ وَفِي أَسْيَرَاتِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ He will guide them in this life to the straight path. And He will guide them in this life upon the straight path. And these two guidances are different. All of the Muslims, they share in Al-Hidayah إِلَى أَسْيَرَاتِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ But Al-Hidayah فِي أَسْيَرَاتِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ تَخْتَلِفْ تَتَفَاوَتْ It's different. Yani the guidance to the straight path, all of the believers share in that. But the guidance upon the straight path, this is different. The believers are different. So a believer, he needs to have guidance to the straight path and guidance upon the straight path. So Allah, He guides them to all of this. Is what Allah yahdihim rabbuhum bi imanihim, guiding them to the straight path, guiding them upon the straight path. Whenever a person, he comes to the straight path, in order to be guided upon the straight path, he needs detailed knowledge. Detailed knowledge with regards to everything he does. Kullu ma yati wa yadhar. Everything he does and performs, and everything he leaves and avoids, he has to know. He has to have guidance. He has to know everything that Allah loves so he can do that and perform it. And he has to know everything that Allah hates and detests so he can avoid that and leave it. And so he can do this one for the sake of Allah and love it and perform it for the sake of Allah. And he can avoid and stay away from this one for the sake of Allah. He needs guidance on the path. Detailed guidance. So which statements and which deeds and which actions and the likes like this, what from the food and from the drink and the manners and the conduct and how to move and how to act and how to carry himself in every circumstance and situation. Whatever he's saying, whatever he's doing, whatever he's getting, whatever he's hoping for. He has to have guidance for these affairs to know that which is pleasing to Allah and to know that which is displeasing to Allah. This is guidance on the path. Then on top of that, he has to have guidance to love that and prefer that. He has to have guidance now that he knows that, now that he learns that, now he has to love that and prefer that. He has to desire that. His heart has to be guided after knowing this to deserve, to love that and to prefer that. And then he has to be guided to comply to that. So therefore, this is from the favor of Allah. And this is an indication of the greatness of Surah Al-Fatiha. And while we repeat over and over, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, an obligation. And no other supplication will take the place of this supplication. And in the prayer, it's an obligation. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Now we see the wisdom why. So they will be guided to the straight path and guided upon the straight path. And in this manner, to the beneficial knowledge. And to prefer that and to love that and to desire that and to want that. This is guidance from Allah. This is guidance from Allah after knowing about it. And then likewise to comply to that and to abide by that. And to live upon that and to die upon that. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ And do not die except in a state of Islam. يعني وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ And worship your Lord until certainty comes. All of the scholars of tafsir, they have a consensus that what is intended here is death. Worship your Lord until death comes. Until death comes. So this is the guidance of Allah for that person. This is what it means. Those who believe, the proper belief, and they work righteous deeds, the proper manner, with ikhlas and mutaba'ah, what is their recompense? يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ In this manner, to these affairs. And he mentioned here that he will teach them the beneficial knowledge. And then he will bless them to perform the actions that proceed from that, and that's required from that. And then likewise, he will cause them to ponder and reflect upon the signs of Allah, and to look into the creation, and then to look into the legislation. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ How amazing and great is it that which Allah, He commands you, and He admonishes you with. Whenever you ponder over the legislation and the good of the religion, and the beauty of the religion, and the justice, and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the prohibitions, and the benefit of them, and how upright they are, and the creed, and in the belief, and likewise in the halal and the haram, and the actions of worship, and the one who established them properly, how they purify his soul, and he can feel his soul becoming purified, and he'll become better than he used to be. All of this is any pondering and reflecting.
So the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal is likewise in this manner, to ponder and to reflect over the signs of Allah, over the signs of Allah. Al-ayat al-matluwa, wal-ayat al-mashhuda. The ayat that are recited, and the ayat that are witnessed in the creation. The ayat that are recited as shar'iyyah, the ones that are legislated in the Qur'an and in the Sunnah. And likewise in the creation, in the creation. And from the amazing affair of the legislative signs that many times they call to ponder. And then when you ponder and you look, and then you go back and you read, or you hear the recitation, and you realize that the Qur'an, this is a recitation, and it's being recited to you, these things that you witness. It's being recited to you about the benefit of the rain coming from the sky, and how it comes from the sky, not from the ground. And that the rain is stored in the sky, and it comes down and بِقَدْرٍ مَعْلُومٍ يعني موزون, specifically, precisely. All of these are amazing signs. But then the more amazing than that is that the Qur'an is reciting these to you. Allah, He recited these things to you in the book. Whenever you hear it recited in this manner, and you realize this is a recitation. This is a recitation, it's being recited, and it's guidance. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, this is the meaning of this affair. And they will be guided in the abode of recompense, meaning in the hereafter, to the path that leads to the gardens of delight. To the gardens of delight. And this is why Allah, He says after this that, and Allah guides them by way of their faith, to these gardens of delight with rivers flowing beneath them. With rivers flowing beneath them. So therefore the Iman, whenever it's established and realized, how is the Iman established and realized? How is it actualized? By the actions. By the outward and inward actions, beginning with the actions of the heart. Because the outward actions without the actions of the heart is empty. As He mentioned, the ruh and the lub and the sir of Iman is al-ikhlas. Al-ikhlas. The ruh means soul. But the soul is the means for the life of the body. So what is intended here? The life. The life. When there's ikhlas, the ibadah is life. The Iman is alive. The Iman is alive. And then likewise, it's the essence. It's the essence and the secret. SubhanAllah. If you want to know, when somebody wants to unlock the secret to his faith, then let him be sincere to Allah. Let him be truthful to Allah. Let him be sincere in his belief in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and Tawheed al-Asma'i wa Sifat. Let him be sincere in his belief in Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah wa Ibadah. And then strive to be sincere at the time of the performance of every action of worship. Let him be sincere with his shahada, truthful with Allah, honest in that testimony, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And this is the affair, subhanallah, and the reality of al-Iman. So the Shaykh, he says now, rahimahullah, wa qala ta'ala, wa ma kana Allahu liyudhi'a imanakum. Inna Allah bin Nasi la ra'ufun rahim. And Allah the Most High, He says, and Allah will never neglect your faith. And verily Allah is most kind and merciful to the people. And verily Allah is most kind and merciful to the people. And here we see, wa ma kana Allahu liyudhi'a imanakum. And Allah, He will never neglect your iman. And Allah, He will never neglect your iman. And verily Allah, He is most kind and merciful to mankind. The Shaykh, he says, كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ فَسَّرُوا الْإِيمَانَ هُنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ بِالصَّلَاةِ إِلَى الْقِبْلَةِ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا بَيْتَ الْمَقْدِسِ قَبْلَ النَّسْخِ حَيْثُ مَاتَ أُنَاسٌ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ قَبْلَ أَنْ تُنْقَلَ الْقِبْلَةُ إِلَى الْكَعْبَةِ فَحَصَلَ عِنْدَ بَعْضِهِمْ اشْتِبَاهٌ فِي شَأْنِهِمْ فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ هَذِهِ الْآيَةَ وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ صَلَاتَهُمْ إِلَى بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ فِي ذَلِكَ الْوَقْتِ إِلْتِزَامٌ مِنْهُمْ لطاعة الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وذلك هو الإيمان. So with regards to this verse, that verily Allah, He will never neglect your faith, your iman, and verily Allah is most kind and merciful to mankind. The Shaykh, he says, many of the scholars of at-tafsir, they have interpreted al-iman in this verse. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. They have interpreted the word al-iman in this verse to refer to as-salah, to the qibla before it was changed. The Salat to Bayt al-Maqdis. And because it's in the context here of the verses with regards to the changing of the Qibla. The changing of the Qibla. So many of the scholars of Tafsir, they mention what Allah is referring to here, is that Allah is not going to neglect your faith. Allah will never neglect your your prayer, your salat, your salat. And this is before it was abrogated. Before it was abrogated, some people, individuals from the believers, they died before the Qibla changed to the Kaaba. So therefore, some of the believers, they were unsure about their affair. I mean, what happened to our brothers? What happened to our brothers? They died and they were praying to the old Qibla. They died and their prayers were directed to the old Qibla. So they were unaware of their affair. Yani concerned about their brothers and the faith of their brothers and the efforts of their brothers who had died. An indication of the fact that the brotherhood of al-Iman, al-Aqwa al-Imaniya, doesn't end at death. And the concern that one has for his brother's faith and his brother's deen, his religion and his well-being does not stop at death. Rather continues. And even in the hereafter, they will be together. Ikhwanun ala sururin mutaqabilin. They'll be brothers. They'll be brothers on thrones facing one another. Facing one another. Sheikh Asadi in his tafsir about this, I remember now, mutaqabilin, they're facing one another because they love one another. They have no hardship, no hard feelings in their hearts. So they don't turn their backs on each other. In the paradise, the believers don't turn their backs on each other. Rather, they're on thrones. Ikhwan, brothers, ikhwan, ala surur, mutaqabilin. Mutaqabilin, facing one another. Facing one another with joy and happiness and delight. And then they will see Allah Azza wa Jal. And then they will see Allah Azza wa Jal. So the point now here is this benefit. That this verse was revealed because some of the believers, they were worried about or unsure about the prayer of those believers who passed before the Qibla was changed. And their prayer, they died while praying to the old Qibla. So Allah, He revealed this verse. And so Allah revealed this verse. And the verse, what does it mean? In Allah, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ أي صَلَاتَكُمْ. Verily Allah, He will never neglect your faith and your prayer and the recompense and the reward for that. And the recompense and the reward for that. So the Shaykh, he says, this is because their prayer at that time to Bayt al-Maqdis, at that time it was in accordance and in compliance to the obedience of Allah and His Messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I mean, that was the obligation of that time. So they fulfilled their duty at that time. And this was what was incumbent upon them at that time. And even had somebody prayed to the Kaaba at that time, it would not be accepted. And turning away from the original Kaaba. So the fact that they prayed in that manner and they died in that manner, they died upon obedience to Allah and His Messenger. So therefore Allah, He will never neglect their faith. And He will never neglect their prayer and the recompense and the reward of their good deeds. So he says, Yani, at that time, that those people, they were praying to the old Qibla. And this was in accordance to the compliance to the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْإِيمَانِ. And that is, this is faith. This is faith. Obeying Allah, complying to obedience, to the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هُوَ الْإِيمَانِ. This is faith. So therefore Allah, He says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. What is intended here? Your salah. Your salah, specifically. And the salah here was to the old Qibla. And that was in accordance to the obedience of Allah and His Messenger. So that prayer and that obedience, it is faith, iman. So therefore Allah called it faith in this verse to clarify this affair. So now the Shaykh, he says, وَهَذِهِ الْآيَةُ فِيهَا بِشَارَةٌ كُبْرَىٰ وَهِيَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ إِيمَانَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَلَّ ذَلِكَ الْإِيمَانُ أَوْ كَثُرُ كَمَا وَرَدَ فِي الصَّحِيحِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُخْرِجُ مِنَ النَّارِ مَنْ فِي قَلْبِهِ أَدْنَى مِثْقَالِ حَبَّةِ خَرْدَلٍ مِنْ إِيمَانِ. So the Shaykh, he derives a beautiful benefit now. And he says, Rahimahullah, that this verse here is a major bushra. Bushra is a glad tidings, something that brings happiness to the heart. And enjoy bishara kubra, a major bishara. And this is that Allah, He will never neglect the believer's faith. He will never neglect the believer's faith, even if it was, regardless of whether it was small or large. Regardless of whether it was small or large. Whatever amount of faith there is, so long as the faith is present, ما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم. Allah, He will never neglect your faith. So if the faith is there, it will never be neglected, whether it was a small amount or a large amount. And he says, this is just as has come in the authentic narrations, that verily Allah, He will take out of the fire the one who has in his heart the smallest amount the smallest amount of a mustard seed or a mustard grain of faith. And he, even if it's this amount, the smallest grain of mustard seed, and the smallest little bitty portion of faith, if it's there, Allah, He will not neglect it. That person, he will come out of the fire. He will be recompensed for that good. He will have good for that faith. يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ قَلِيلًا وَلَوْ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا الْمُؤْمِنُ الْقَوِي أَحَبُّ خَيْرٌ وَأَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفُ وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٌ. And in that Allah Azza wa Jal, He guides the believers by their faith, even if it's little, even if it's small amount. Allah, He still guide him by His faith. He still will be guided out of the fire, even if he's tried by that. He'll be still be guided to his place in paradise. And the fact that he has it, even if it's the smallest amount, the strong believer is more beloved. The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, but both of them are good. This is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said. Also, he says, rahimahullah, وَبِشَارَةٌ لِكُلِّ مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا قَصْدُهُ طَاعَةُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ هُمْ مُتَأَوِّلٌ أَوْ مُخْطِئٌ أَوْ نُسِخَ ذَلِكَ الْعَمَلِ فَإِنَّهُ إِنَّمَا عَمِلَ ذَلِكَ الْعَمَلَ إِيمَانًا بِاللَّهِ وَقَصْدًا لِطَاعَتِهِ وَلَكِنَّهُ تَأَوَّلَ تَأْوِيلًا أَخْطَأَ فِيهِ أَوْ أَخْطَأَ بِلَا تَأْوِيلٍ فَخَطَأُهُ مَعْفُوٌّ عَنْهُ وَأَجْرُهُ وَأَجْرُ الْقَصْدِ وَالتَّوَجُّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَإِلَى طَاعَتِهِ لَا يُضَيِّعُهُ اللَّهُ. So he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, that this likewise is a glad tidings and a bishara for every person who worked in action and he intended the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he misinterpreted or he made a mistake or that action was abrogated. For verily, he had performed that action based upon faith and belief in Allah and intending the obedience of Allah. But he had misinterpreted. A misinterpretation that was a mistake, or he made a mistake without misinterpreting. So therefore, his mistake is pardoned, and his reward for his intention and directing himself and devotion to Allah and obedience, then it is established. Allah, He does not neglect that. Allah, He will not neglect that. And if this is for the one who made a mistake and misinterpreted something, and he made a mistake. What is not intended, the one who worked upon innovation. Person, he will not be pardoned for his innovation. And those who worship Allah upon innovation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad." That whoever does a deed that is not in accordance to our fair, our legal ways, our deen, our sunnah, then it will be rejected. So this is something that is established. Innovation is not included here. This is what is intended is somebody who made a mistake. And he is somebody who made an honest mistake, not somebody who was innovating in the deen of Allah and following any misinterpretations based upon desires and whims and following al-ahwa, yani al-mudilla and the likes like this, but rather somebody who made a mistake. So he says, وَلِهَذَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And because of this, Allah, He said about the believers, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا وَأَخْطَعْنَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَلَى لِسَانِ نَبِيهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ قَدْ فَعَلْتُ. And because of this, Allah, He says about the believers, O our Lord, do not hold us to account if we forget or make a mistake. And Allah, He said, meaning on the tongue of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ فَعَلْتُ. Verily, I have done that. And He has come in Sahih Muslim, this affair. It has come in Sahih Muslim, this affair, that whenever this verse is revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He was saying this. So whenever the believers, they say that, Allah affirmed that, that He will not take them to account. If they forget or make a mistake. وفي الحديث الصحيح إذا اجتهد الحاكم فحكم فأصاب فله أجران وإذا اجتهد فأخطأ فله أجر واحد. And in the authentic narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if the hakim, the ruler, the judge, the scholar, the person of knowledge who's qualified to make ijtihad, if he strives to reach a ruling and he is correct, then he has two rewards. And if he strives to reach a ruling, and he's incorrect, then he has one reward. وَخَطَأَ, the Shaykh, he says, وَخَطَأُهُ مَغْفُورٌ لَهُ مَغْفُورٌ لَهُ, and his mistake is forgiven for him. And this is in the case of the one who has the right, and he's qualified to strive in these affairs. If he strives with the knowledge and the understanding that he has and his principles to reach a ruling, from the rulings that are not clarified directly in the Quran or in the Sunnah, And he's correct. He has two rewards, one for his effort and one for achieving the truth. And as for the one likewise who is qualified, and he strives in this manner to reach that ruling, but he's wrong. He makes a mistake. Then he has one reward for his effort, and his mistake is pardoned. This is for the people who qualify for these affairs, and the likes. So also on top of this as well, the Shaykh, he says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ مَنْ نَوَى عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَحَرَصَ عَلَى فِعْلِهِ وَمَنَعَهُ مَانِعٌ مِنْ مَرَضٍ أَوْ سَفَرٍ أَوْ عَجْزٍ أَوْ غَيْرِهَا كُتِبَ لَهُ مَا نَوَاهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْعَمَلِ كَمَا ثَبَتَ ذَلِكَ فِي صَحِيحِ مُسْلِمٍ. And also, likewise, in the same any interpretation or understanding or benefit, what is the benefit? وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah, He will never neglect your faith. And also along with this, a benefit is the one who intended to do a righteous deed and he was diligent to perform it, and something prohibited him from sickness or from traveling or incapability, he was not able, or other than that, it will be written for him that which he intended from the action. Just as has been affirmed in Sahih Muslim, min hadithi Abi Musa radiallahu anhu marfu'a, from the hadith of Abi Musa radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, man marida aw safara kutiba lahu ma kana ya'malu sahihan muqima. That if a person became sick or he traveled on a journey, it will be written for him the deeds that he used to do while he was healthy and a resident. وَيَدْخُلُ فِي ذَلِكَ, the Shaykh, he says, وَيَدْخُلُ فِي ذَلِكَ مَنْ أَقْعَدَهُ الْكِبَرُ عَنْ عَمَلِهِ الْمُعْتَادِ. And likewise, what is included here is the one who is not able to move, yani because of old age. He becomes weak because of old age. He's not able to move and perform the actions that he used to do. Then he'll be recompensed and rewarded for the deeds that he was accustomed to doing. So likewise, Allah, He will not neglect the faith of the believers. So therefore, somebody who had normally performed an action, or he had intended to perform the action, and he had made effort to perform the action, and he was prohibited, and the likes like this, he will have the reward for that. He will have the reward for that as if he had performed the action. Somebody who normally he would pray all of the sunan, and he would pray the night prayer, likewise, and he would pray the duha prayer, and he would fast, for example, on Monday and Thursday. Normally he did this, all of these affairs, these non-obligatory actions, and then he became sick. It will be written for him while he's sick on his bed. He can't move. It will be written for him, the reward of all of that. The reward of all of that will continue for him by the grace and mercy of Allah, because of his intention and because of his normal action, that normally he had performed that. And he would do that. And the only thing that prohibited him was a sickness. Likewise, if he traveled, or if there was any other thing that prohibited him. Yani, for example, somebody who normally prayed 4 rak'ah before dhuhr, and then on the way to the masjid there was traffic. Something happened in the road, there's traffic, and he get here, and the imam is making takbir. Normally he would pray those, and he's coming on time and the likes like this, but there was something in the road prohibited him from getting there, and he would have the reward for that. And even in this situation, and he could make it up after dhuhr. But the point is that the person, he would have the reward for those actions. He would have the reward for those actions because of his intention and his efforts. And the likes like this, and this is from that aspect that Allah Azza wa Jal, He will not neglect the faith of the believers. So the author, he's closing this chapter now, the first chapter. We know that this book is in three chapters. The first chapter is with regards to the definition, interpretation of faith. So he has closed this portion, and now he mentions another brief portion, just a couple of pages or a few pages, Faslun, a brief chapter closing this issue with regards to the clarification that iman, it increases and decreases, and it's strong, it can be strong and can be weak. It can be strong and it can be weak. We inshallah read this portion in the next class. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.